Good evening.
Good
evening. Welcome to worship as we celebrate the feast of our Lord's Transfiguration. It's a wraparound. We go back to the baptism of our Lord and we look forward, a preview of Easter. We know how our story ends. It ends with the promise of the third day, the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. So today is when we gather. We have our palm fronds that you brought in. They'll be reduced to ashes. And on Wednesday then, we'll be celebrating Ash Wednesday service with imposition of ashes and with Holy Communion as well as we begin the 40 days of Lent. I want to say a word of thank you on behalf of my family for all the kindness, the love, the generosity that you have poured out upon us during the time of our loss and the grieving of my sister Barb. She was a faithful servant of Jesus. She loved the Lord, but she also loved each of you. And she saw it as a privilege and an honor, whether you had been here for a while or whether you were a new visitor. She saw your value. She saw your worth as a beloved child of God. So thank you so much for loving Barb, and thank you for the gifts you have given. Over $3,000 already has been contributed to the building fund. Barb believed in the future of our congregation, and so we have those gifts already as well. And then also want to let you know that today we're celebrating with my good buddy Bob, his birthday. Happy birthday. He remembers, right? Yeah, don't look funny at me. We're celebrating your birthday with you. So happy birthday. And tomorrow, we're going to celebrate with Sherry. Sherry Baumhoff's birthday is tomorrow. And tomorrow is also the anniversary of Don and Jean Wanning. So in the midst of sorrow and grieving, we have much to celebrate and to give thanks to God for as well. Also want to remind you that tonight in our service of worship at the end, we'll be having the installation of our council members in conjunction with our closing prayers. And then, if you have not gotten a chance yet, we have the newsletters and prayer calendars for the month of March. I mailed them out electronically, but if you'd like to have a paper copy, there are several of those back there on the table as well. I think those are the announcements that need to be highlighted. We welcome the CMAC ministry team back home. I know that they were a blessing to others, but they also got blessed in their serving. So welcome home. Let's rise as we are able for our opening song. I want to walk as a child of the light.
Darkness at all.
shine in my heart, Lord Jesus.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the Word was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
Our scripture song, Word of God, come down. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through Jesus' transfiguration, you reveal him as your beloved Son. Keep us faithful in the promise that through the cross and empty tomb, we are joint heirs with Christ and will one day enjoy the fullness of your glory for eternity. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated for the hearing of God's word. I'm grateful this evening that Pastor Jack Miller will be giving us the sermon. That's made for a lighter load this past week. So Jack and Virginia, good to have you here, and thank you, Pastor Miller, for preaching the word for us tonight. Our first reading for tonight from Deuteronomy chapter 34, beginning with verse 1. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain. That is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And the Lord buried him in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, brothers, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for a Alleluia.
This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and they went up the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were there with him were heavy with sleep, but when they came fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let's make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Congregation may be seated, and we'll sing together verses 1, 2, and 3 of our song of the day.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
With the little ones in our family, I like to put an arm around them and then point someplace and say, what do we see? And then talk about what we see, which is all the beauty of God's creation. The stars in the sky, the moon, the sun, animals, trees, birds, and sometimes when it becomes spring, grass and flowers and other things of that type, but it's all part of God's beautiful world. And then most of all, what do we see? We see other people, beautiful people whom God has created in his own image. So, if I were to speak to my own grandchildren today or great-grandchildren, I would say to them, what do we see? What do we see on this day of transfiguration when Jesus, right before the eyes of all creation, is transformed, is changed, and made glorious. The glory as of his only Son, Jesus the Christ. So as we celebrate today, I want to ask you to keep in mind what inspiration we receive from this Gospel of Luke that we have heard. Inspiration and encouragement for the apostles, inspiration and encouragement for the church, inspiration and encouragement for each one of us. So, let us begin with, at the beginning of the Gospel. Now after 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John, this is Jesus, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. Well, you know that when he takes these three, these top three of his disciples, when he takes them with him, something important is going on. And when they're going up on the mountain, that's where big things happen, right? And when he goes up there to pray, when Jesus prays, anything can happen. And the same is true for us when we pray. God can do great things. So they're up on the mountain. Jesus has gone up there to pray, as he frequently did. But then, as he was praying, his appearance, the appearance of his face was altered. Matthew makes it a little more explicit. Matthew says his face was glowing and was dazzling, bright as the sun. Luke is a little more limited. Maybe it's because he's a historian. He just says the appearance of his face was altered. And then his clothing became dazzling white. So here's Jesus up on the mountain, all of a sudden becoming blazing, dazzling, white as the sun. And then there were two men talking with him, Moses and Elijah. What are they doing there? How is this possible? They died a long time ago. Well, again, something important is going on here. And we'll see a little bit more as we go, but keep your eye on Moses, the great Moses that already we heard about in the first reading. Moses was the one who gave the law. He embodied the Old Testament. He was the leader of the people. He brought them out of Egypt. He brought them to the Promised Land. He didn't get there himself. but he brought them there. This is the great Moses. So what? Why is he there? Could it be that he is there representing the Old Testament, the original people of God, at this very important gathering? Well, then, what about Elijah? What's Elijah doing there? Who is he? Well, Elijah, remember, was perhaps the greatest of the prophets. He did things Jesus did. He even raised people from the dead. He one time called for a drought upon the land that lasted for years until he said the word and it ended. This was a powerful man, Elijah. So Elijah probably represents who? The prophets. Moses represents the law. And Elijah represents the prophets. Well, now we're told that they're talking, the two of them, and they're talking with Jesus. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Jesus' departure, which he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. What do we suppose that was about? His departure in Jerusalem. He's going to his death. He's going to be crucified. His choice? To be crucified to atone for our sins, to cleanse us so that we can be right, free before God, worthy before the Lord. That's what Jesus is going to do. And that's what the three of them are talking about. Well, then, Peter and his two companions were, it says, heavy with sleep. I'd say they're probably snoring. They're completely out of it. Oh, what does this remind you of? Do you remember later on when Jesus is in Gethsemane and he's bleeding drops of blood, he's praying so hard. He knows what's coming, not just his death, but a death which is going to take the sins of the whole world upon him. And what help is he getting from his buddies, the disciples? They're all sacked out. They're sleeping. Remember what Jesus says, "Can't you guys stay awake just 1 hour?" So they're true to form here. They're sleeping. They're out. Okay, well then, they saw Jesus' glory when they woke up and they saw the glory of Jesus. Don't you one day want to see that glory face to face? Like the woman in a congregation I served who in sort of the old-fashioned way talked about heaven as glory. Any of you hear that usage? Heaven as glory. She loved that hymn. Oh, that will be glory for me. See if I can remember it. By grace I will see my Lord face to face. That will be glory. That will be glory for me. That will be glory for me too. Will it be for you? To see our Lord in all his glory, face to face. Well, as the men were departing from Jesus, Peter says in this rather goofy thing, he says, "Lord, it's good that we're here. Let's set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. You know, let's stay right here. We're having a good time." And then it says, Luke says that he didn't know what he was saying. Well, you know, we can kind of scoff at Peter, but wouldn't you maybe want to stay there a while if you were seeing a sight that fabulous? I mean, Peter sounds a little more like us, like what we might have said. So I give him some space myself, and I know the Lord does. Well, then, while Peter was saying these things, a cloud overshadowed them. Now, what do you suppose that cloud was all about? Think about when the people of Israel were on the road toward the promised land for 40 years. What was guiding them during the day? The cloud. What is that cloud? That cloud has to be the presence of God. That's the very presence of God. And no wonder when that cloud came and overshadowed the three of them, they were afraid. They were terrified. Anytime you encounter the presence of God Almighty, it is terrifying. Well, then, a voice comes out of the cloud. It says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, my Chosen One. Listen to him. This is my Son, my Chosen One." There's only one. There's only one chosen Son. There's only one Son. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Lord. There are all kinds of claims that there are other great men, women, who have, you know, special dispensation from heaven. But there's only one Jesus. There's only one Lord. And the Father is making this very clear. This is my Son, singular. My chosen one. Listen to him. If there's one thing that is clear from this passage of the scripture, it is that Jesus is the one. Jesus is Lord. Everything that God the Father has to give to us, he has given to Jesus. The whole thing, when you see, Jesus said, "When you see me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. No longer Moses and Elijah. Obviously, Jesus is way more important than they are. God is now setting aside the law as the primary way to please God. He's also setting aside the prophets as the way to the Lord. No, there's only one way now, and that's Jesus. It says Jesus was found alone. I'm reminded that at this there's a camp up by Alexandria called Mount Carmel that was started by the Lutheran Bible Institute movement. And up there, there's some, I forget exactly where it is, but there's a good big sign that says, "Jesus only." Am I right? Jesus only. It doesn't mean that they are putting down the Father or the Holy Spirit, but they know the importance of Jesus. Jesus only. Well, finally we find out in the last verse of the gospel that the three apostles, after they had seen this incredible scene, kept silent, at least at the beginning. They didn't say anything about it. Well, that's pretty strange, isn't it? Because if you had seen something this awesome, wouldn't you be wanting to just tell everybody and spread the word? Well, in the other two Gospels, the explanation is that Jesus said, don't say anything about this. Maybe they just intuited that. But in any case, they didn't say anything around that time. But do you think they could keep quiet forever about that? No way. After Jesus rose from the dead, after they've got the full picture, they're telling about it. What does Peter say about it in his first letter? We were with him on the mountain. So he's telling about it. why would you not? It's got to be welling up inside them to tell about what they saw with Jesus. In John's Gospel, the we saw part of it here. John says, "We were with, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the Father's only Son. We have seen his glory." Dear friends, I don't know about you, but I sure want to see his glory. That will be glory for me to see him, to be with him, to be with the one I love forever, with all those who love him and have been waiting for him, who believe in him. I haven't looked at Pastor Dave's special message for the children's sermon. I would be a bit surprised if you didn't just go into this somewhat for them. Am I right? Did you? Yeah. So I would suggest for all of us, when you're talking to the little ones, tell them about this scene. Tell them about how Jesus was in his glory and will be in his glory with them and forever. Amen.
As we are able for our confession. In Christ, you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life,
to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another. Live in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
And as you share God's peace tonight and in the days ahead, may it be the reconciling love of Jesus, the glory of God, that has been manifested to you in the Word and the Sacrament. Congregation, may be seated. We won't be passing our offering plates, but we have the baskets in the back if that is your way of giving and supporting the work of Christ. Let's prepare our hearts then for the Eucharist. When you came in, did everyone get their communion? Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might and glory. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. I invite you to take your consecrated bread and wine, and if you would take the slip off of the bread. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you. And then you can take the other slip cover off. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Now may the assurance of our Lord's resurrection and the promise of his coming again strengthen you in faith and keep you in hope unto everlasting life. Amen. The following people have been elected by this congregation to positions of leadership, and I would ask them to please come forward as I read their names. Jeff Patsky, President of our Council and Congregation. Don Wanick, Vice President. Daryl Bolton, Secretary. Judy Cottle, Treasurer. And Deb Baumhoff, Member at Large and also our Financial Secretary. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith reflect him in whose name we gather. You are to work together with other members to see that the worship and work of Christ are done in this congregation, and that God's will is done in this community and in the world. You are to be diligent in your specific area of serving, that the one Lord who empowers you is glorified. You are to be examples of faith, active in love, to help maintain the life and harmony of this congregation. So on behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you, are you ready to accept and faithfully to carry out the duties to the offices to which you have been elected? If so, answer, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Members of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, I ask you, will you support these your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all the baptized? If so, please answer, yes, by the help of God.
Yes,
yes, by the help of God. I now declare you installed as officers and council members of this congregation. God bless you in his Holy Spirit, with his Holy Spirit, that you may prove to be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bestowing upon your church the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Bless our 2022 church council. Bless them with patience and passion and perseverance as they walk in the footsteps of Jesus and live to the praise of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, O God, beyond all praising, we worship you and adore your glory, revealed in the face of your beloved Son. Grant that your church listens to his word and holds fast to him in its heavenly calling. Make it bold to preach Christ alone as the only way of salvation. Let it proclaim to the whole world his blessings without number and his mercy without end. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we lift our hearts to you on behalf of all whose lives are clouded by any sort of affliction, suffering, or sorrow, especially those that we name before you tonight out loud and silently. We pray for Daryl Bolton, for Amy Cooper, for Sheldon Bieri. We pray for comfort and strength for the family and friends of Barbara Stephenson. Let the light of Jesus' countenance heal and cheer us all. Let all who care for those who are suffering do so with tenderness and compassion, and grant that together we may praise you for your unending mercies. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our beautiful Savior, those who have died trusting in you now see you face to face. Thank you for that final best gift. Continue, we pray, to show us your amazing love. though we are unworthy servants, bless us with such good gifts as will sustain us and others in this life. Bring us, in your good time, into the joy you prepared for all whom you have redeemed. Lord, in your mercy, for all these things, dear Father, and for whatever else you desire for us in your wisdom and compassion, we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior, Lord, and King. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may return to your seats, and I invite the congregation to rise for our benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our going forth song, Alleluia, Song of Gladness. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.